Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Fine. And I have a colicky puppy at home, 14 weeks old. So no colicky infants in our household, but a puppy who at 4 in the morning, like clockwork, will begin whining and scratching in his cage.
Wow.
And so we've been having limited sleep. And we're about to institute a call system where either Laura's on call or I'm on call for a night to take care of the darn cute little puppy.
What kind of dog?
Golden Retriever, a rescue Golden Retriever from up in Michigan.
Excellent. Anyways, as you've alluded to, today we're going to talk a little bit about colic and crying, and specifically the link to probiotics. These are live microorganisms that are thought by some to protect or provide health benefit to humans. The most common probiotic is lactic acid bacteria and certain yeasts and bacilli as well. These probiotics are commonly consumed as part of fermented foods, but they're also actively added to live cultures in yogurt and soy products, etc. Today, there are lots of claims about health effects that are being investigated. One of them is this issue related to colic, but also treatment for pathogen-induced diarrhea, GU infections, allergies, and the like. I think the probiotic movement traces its origins back to a Russian scientist, a Nobel Prize winner named Eli Metchnikoff. The beginning of the 20th century, he suggested that it might be possible to modify gut flora in order to